There's a very interesting halacha brought down in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Sif Aleph, which, as we who have been learning Hilchos Chanukah in the Gemara here in Masechet Shabbos, Tav Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, this halacha we don't seem to find in the Gemara at all. The Shulchan Aruch says, the women have the minig not to light candles, not to do melacha as long as the candles are lit. And we shouldn't be lenient and allow that to change. And as I said, interesting halacha that we don't really see a source for in the Gemara. The first one who actually mentions this minig is the Sefer Chassidim in Ois Kuf Chaf Aleph, and he says, Shadu Chachamim Hoysa Malacha Bari Shabbosis Uba Arva Yom Tovim Uba Motzei Shabbos Uba Motzei Yontif Bechanako Uba Purim Rosh Chodesh Uba Kamakim Sheish Nidna Naveira, anytime where there's some Aveira involved. And so too does the Torah quote the Noigos Hanoshim Shloilasis Malacha Ba'oicha Neris Dalkos. Women don't do Malacha as long as the candles are lit. The Ain Lahakalahem. So we find this minik quoted in the early Rishonim. Interestingly, the Sefer Chassidim that we just quoted, if we review his words, he isn't speaking specifically to women. The words of the Sefer Chassidim to repeat are Ha'oisa Malacha. He speaks about anybody who does Malacha. And so too that I see that the Yavetz in the Morik Tzia in Simen Tov Resh Ayin says that the minig is for men as well. And in fact, I saw that the minig of the Michas Elazar was that from when he lit the Chanukah candles until when they went out, he did not write. However, as we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the words of the Shulchan Aruch are very clear. V'nagu hanoshim, the women's minig is not to do Malacha. And so too, the Magen Avraham quotes the Matan Moshe, and if we look in this minig quoted by the Chaya Adam and by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and by the Aruch HaShulchan, they all say that the minig is specifically pertains to women, not to men. So to understand the minig, the basis for the minig, by understanding the basis of the minig, perhaps we'll be able to understand the scope of the minig. We need to, and we'll be able to understand to what may and may not be done by these women during the time that the Chanukah candles are on. So there are a number of explanations that I saw given to this minig. One explanation is, as the Gemara taught us, that also l'shtamish l'oira, one may not do anything in front of the Chanukah candles. And since one may not do anything in the front of the Chanukah candles, that's why there's a minig that not to do malacha during the time that the Chanukah candles are on. The issue with that reason are a number. Number one, we know, as the Gemara said, that we light a shamus, and the reason we write a shamus is because if we're going to do malacha in front of the Chanukah candles, we're doing it in front of the shamus, which is not one of the actual Neros Chanukah. So once we have a shamus, we shouldn't have a concern. Furthermore, if the reason for not doing malacha is because we may come to do malacha with the Chanukah candles, So then the question would be, so why is this a minig only for women? It should be for men as well. And in fact, it could well be that this question that we just mentioned a few moments ago, if the minig is only for men, is it only for women, or is it for men as well, is actually connected to this question. And if we will indeed say that the minig is only because we shouldn't come to use the Hanukkah candles, then the minig should not be limited to women. The minig will be, like we indeed quoted, a number of sources who indeed say that it would apply to men as well. Furthermore, if the minig is because of the concern that one will use the Hanukkah candles for his own purpose, nowadays, where we live in homes with electricity, and electricity, therefore, is available to give light, would be much less of a reason to follow this minig, which actually opens itself up to another discussion, which we'll speak about perhaps later, or maybe we could speak about it even now. The Paiskim discuss if there's a minig, if here there's a minig not to do melacha, women don't do melacha when the Hanukkah candles are on, may they abandon that melacha? And the Paskim discussed the issue of Dvarim Shinagu Isser, things that Chazal, things that were established to do Isser, Iyat Rishoy Lahokel. You can't be matter afterwards. Therefore, once this minig became the minig that not to do melacha, it remains the minig under all circumstances. However, I did see from Rav Avadya Yosef in his sefer Chazon Avadya in Hilchos Chanukah in Sif Perik Aleph Sif Beis, he suggests that this type of mitzvah, which isn't a basic halacha, that's only here because people want to act with precious and chassidus, that type of minig one could abandon, and they can abandon even, he says, without hataras nedarim. And therefore, particularly if we say that the reason for the minig is because one shouldn't come to do melacha in front of the Hanukkah candles. Nowadays, where that concern is so much less, because we have electricity, it could well be that the minig could be abandoned. And furthermore, if this is the source of the minig, so that only in the home where the Hanukkah candles are burning, there and only there would there be an issur for a woman to do melacha. But if she goes to a different home, or maybe even into a different room where we don't have a concern that she's going to do melacha using the light of the Hanukkah candles, then the halacha would perhaps be that she is allowed to do melacha even when the Hanukkah candles are on. But another reason that I saw is the Chassan Sofer gives a very interesting reason. He says that we know that the Yevonim made a number of decrees. And one of the decrees that they made was that Klal Yisrael should not celebrate the Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, we know, is what the Yom Tovim are based on. And actually, he goes a step further. He says that they wanted to abolish Rosh Chodesh, and that there are 8 days of Yontif, which are so connected to the Rosh Chodesh, 2 days of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, 1 day of Shavuos, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 1 day of Yom Kippur, and 2 days of Sukkot, which equal 8 days. And we know that when a Yontif comes, as we've been learning in our sugyas, just like when Shabbos comes, a woman is obligated to light the candles. So they wanted to take away from the women their mitzvah, the mitzvah of women lighting candles. Therefore, this yontif is particularly important to the women, and therefore the women don't work during the time when the Hanukkah candles are on. If that's indeed the case, then we could understand, if that's indeed the reason, then we could understand that this is a reason only applicable to women, not applicable to men that much. But then, there's another way to look at this. The Gemara clearly, in Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us that women are obligated in their Chanukah. Amar Bishu ben Levi, Noshim Chayovis ben their Chanukah, Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Neis. And there's a very big machloikus Rishonim, how to understand Af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Neis. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that the decrees that the Yevonim made were not limited to women alone, to men alone. They applied to women as well. And therefore, the Yontif of Chanukah is a Yontif to be celebrated both by men and women. But another pshat that the Rishonim say is Af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Neis, is that the Neis of Chanukah actually took place specifically because of a woman. Because we know that one of the decrees of the Yevonim was that any woman that got married had to first have relations with the Hegemon, with the government, governor. And Yehudis, the daughter of Yochanan, went and to the room together with the Hegemon and fed him dairy foods. In fact, that's why there's a minig to eat, say the Paiskim, dairy foods on Chanukah, and gave him wine to drink, making him drowsy. And like that, she killed him, and this decree got abolished. According to those Rishonim, actually, Chanukah is more of a yontif, perhaps, by women than it is by men. Because it was through the women that that these terrible gezeiros were actually abolished. So if that's the case, that women were the ones that caused the Neis of Chanukah, and they serve as the critical players in the making of this Neis. So women have more of a connection to this Yontif, perhaps even more than men. And if they have more than a connection than men, now we can again understand why the minig is that specifically women don't do melacha, not men, when the Chanukah candles are on, because according to these Rishonim, actually the women played much more of a role than the men. Another pshat that we could suggest is that the Brisker Rav has a very fundamental, and in fact, now we could also understand, according to this pshat, another question. The Gemara teaches us that women are obligated in matzah, because the Gemara says, whoever is not allowed to eat chametz must eat matzah. In fact, when it comes to sukkah, there is no Gemara that teaches us that women are obligated in sukkah. And the question is, why does the Gemara have to come to a special limud to teach us that matzah women are obligated? And why indeed are women exempt from sukkah? If we have a concept of af hein hoyu be'esa anes, so women were in the neis of Mitzrayim, and women were in the neis of Sukkah. So women should be obligated in Sukkah. And that should be the reason why women should be obligated to eat matzah. So some Mepharshim want to suggest that the concept of Af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Neis can only be used when we're speaking about a mitzvah d'rabbonim, like Ner Chanukah, like Megillah. But when we speak about matzah, when we speak about Sukkah, which are mitzvahs d'oraisa, there we can't obligate women through the svara of Af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Neis. It's a difficult teretz. If Af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Neis includes them, what's the difference if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan? But if we follow the explanation that we just said, Af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Neis is only used when not just that they were part of the Neis, But Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais can only be used when they were the ones that caused the Nais. So now we understand. By Chanukah, they caused the Nais. And therefore, by Megillah, Esther, they caused the Nais. Yes, in Mitzrayim, the women were included in the Nais, of course. Yes, the women were included in why we celebrate Sukkot, but they weren't the main players. You can't use the concept of Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais under those circumstances. But again, back to our issue. Only by Chanukah, where they are the main players. And how do we show that? By the women not doing melacha and the men being allowed to do melacha. But then there's perhaps another explanation. The Brisker Rav, in understanding this concept of Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais, and understanding if women are obligated in Neiros Chanukah, as we're learning, because of Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais, tries to understand what does Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais teach us. Does Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais teach us that now we're all the same, men and women? Or does Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais give women their own independent obligation? The obligation of men and the obligation of women in the midst of Neiros Chanukah come from different places. And what would be the obvious nafkamina? The obvious nafkamina would be, if men and women all have the same obligation, then the halacha would be, a man could be mitzi a woman, and a woman could be mitzi a man, which is actually the halacha. But if we say that Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais gives women their own independent obligation, so now, everything starts to make sense. How do we show? Yes, women are obligated in the chiyuv of hadlokas ner Chanukah, as our Gemara says, Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais. But even though women are obligated in this mitzvah, but we want to show that their obligation comes from a different place than from the obligation that men have. The way by showing it is saying the women don't work, the men may work. So we're showing that they're very different. And by showing that they're very different, therefore, because their obligations come from very different places. And in fact, there would be another nafkamina if their obligations come from different places. Because we know on Chanukah, Hallel is recited every day. And the question is, are women also obligated to say Hallel every day? And actually, an argument could be made that yes, if our Gemara is saying Afhein Hoya Bois HaNais, so then why don't, so, and that's why the Mechuyev, they're obligated to light Chanukah candles, they also want to be obligated to say Hallel. Isn't that all part of the Yontif of Chanukah? But if we say their obligation is very different than the obligation of men, so men have their obligation, and included in the mitzvah of Chanukah men is to light the menorah, obviously, and also to say Hallel every day with a bracha, and women have their own obligation, and their obligation is just to light the menorah, but not to say Hallel. Actually, one could take this a step further, because we could say that the Hallel is said for the Chanukah Samizbeach. Women don't do the avoid on the Mizbeach, and therefore women don't have to say Hallel. On the other hand, we could say that the Neiros Chanukah as well come from a different place by the women than from the men, because by the men, they were not just, we had this great Neis of the Pach Shemen, as the Gemara described, but also men were the people, Kohanim, male Kohanim, light the Menorah, whereas women don't light the Menorah, and therefore it's a Neis. Therefore, the women's obligation is a very different obligation than the obligation of the men. And therefore, women don't say Hallel, although men do. But to show this difference, the minig became women don't do melacha, men may do melacha when the Chanukah candles are lit. So now, we take this one step further. As we read, the Shulchan Aruch said that we don't like that women don't do melacha, but oid shaneiros dolkos. And the question is, what does the oid shaneiros dolkos mean? I saw many different approaches, and there certainly connected, perhaps, to what we just discussed as to why women have this minhag. The Magen Avraham, interestingly, here in Sif Katan Beis, quotes Magli Tzedek that says that women don't do melacha until the neiros of the Beis HaKnesses, the Hanukkah candles that are lit in shul, are on, which is till chatzos. And of course, in understanding this Magen Avraham, we need to understand what does the neiros Beis HaKnesses have to do with the neiros that do, with the minhag of women not doing melacha. So we need to perhaps understand another question. The Gemara began, the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beisai. It's a home. The chiyuv of Chanukah comes from your home. And that's why we learned in the Gemara a discussion of a achasnoi, of a guest, how and when he's obligated to light Chanukah candles. So why is there a chiyuv to light Chanukah candles in the shul? That's nobody's home. So I saw from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, says a very big chiddush. He says the obligation of lighting Chanukah candles, and the Shulchan Aruch says the halacha in Siman Tov Reish Pei Aleph Sif Beis Madlikim Ner Chanukah BeBeis HaKnesses, that we have to light, and he says there it's talking about Abdullah. So we clearly see that they lit Chanukah candles in shul. Why? So he says the obligation of lighting Chanukah candles in shul is a different obligation than the obligation of the lighting of Chanukah candles in your home. He explains, every yochid, or every bayis, every home, has an obligation to light the Chanukah candles. That's one mitzvah. But then there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that the tzibur has to light Chanukah candles. It's a totally different chiyuv than the chiyuv of the yochid. There's a presume tzibur of the yochid, and there's a presume nisa of the tzibur. How do we fulfill the presume nisa of the tzibur? The way we fulfill the presume nisa of the tzibur is by lighting Chanukah candles in the shul. It's a very different chiyuv. And therefore, as the Shulchan Aruch there says, when you're lighting Chanukah candles in the shul, you light the Chanukah candles before Havdalah. When you light Chanukah candles at home, you light them after Havdalah. And in fact, he quotes that Reb Chaim Brisker would light Chanukah candles on Matzah Shabbos and Shul even before they said V'hinoyim. Why? Because we have the obligation of Pasume Nisar of the Tzibur, and therefore you want to have the Tzibur there. So before V'hinoyim, you're going to have more of a tzibur. And therefore, he also says, the Reb Chaim Brisker, on Friday afternoon, when they let the menorah in the shul, would never allow them to light the menorah in the shul, even though it's Friday afternoon, and it's getting late, and it's almost Shabbos, until they had a minyan. He never allowed the menorah to be lit in the shul without a minyan. And the explanation is very understandable, because this is a presuming nisa of the tzibur, so you need a tzibur. You need to have 10 people. If that's the case, we now understand that just like we said a moment ago, that the obligation of women is a different obligation than the obligation of men. So how do we show that it's not the same obligation as the man's obligation? By connecting their isser of doing melacha, not to the candles being lit at home, but to the amount of time that it's lit in the shul, to show it's a different zman. However, most Paiskim, the Prima Godin, and the Machzah Shekel, and the Mishnah Brura, their opinion is that the women don't do melacha for that first half an hour that the candles are on, the time where the obligation of the mitzvah is. And that is why. Because they obviously are of the opinion that the reason women don't do melacha is because they're not allowed to have hanoah from to show that we're not allowed to have Hanor from the Hanukkah candles. And how do we show that we're not allowed to have Hanor from the Hanukkah candles? By not doing Melacha. But that's as long as there is an Isser to have such Hanor, which is for the first half an hour after Hanukkah candles are actually lit. There are others that have the minig that it's as long as the Hanukkah candles are on at home. Why? Because it's the same reasoning. The reason we're not allowed to do malach, she's not allowed to do malacha, is to show that we're not allowed to have hanor from the Hanukkah candles. But as we were still a mitzvah discuss, there's a question in the Paiskim if Bizman Hazer, as the Gemara already says, we primarily light the Hanukkah candles indoors, not outdoors. What is the Zman Chiv? What is the obligation of the Hanukkah candles? Does it remain a half an hour? Or is it now that we're lighting it indoors, the Zman is as long as we are indoors having the candles on? So because that's as long as people are up in the house seeing the candles. If that's the Zman for Neiros Hanukkah to be on, and women shouldn't be doing melacha as long as the candles are on with the basic mitzvah being fulfilled, she shouldn't do melacha as long as those candles are lit in the house and people are up in the house able to see the candles and able to see the Persumei Nisa. It's interesting to note that if we look in the words of the Sefer Chassidim and other, the Shpalei Lakit and others, they quote different menhagim that had women not doing melacha or 8 days of Hanukkah, the first day of Hanukkah, the last day of Hanukkah. But the Rishonim already say that these are menhagim that are difficult to follow, and on the contrary, batala mevi l'day shimum, when a person sits idle, it doesn't have good results. What melachas are usher for a woman to do when the Hanukkah candles are on? So here too, there are many different menhagim. Many paiskim, I saw the Debrei Tzina Rav, and Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Seils Tshuvas Shagra HaMeir, they all take the approach that Hanukkah, that time is treated like a yontif. And therefore, what's permitted to be done on yontif may be done during that time. What may not be done on yontif may be done in that time. And therefore, cooking and baking, which may be done on yontif, certainly a woman may cook and bake while the Hanukkah candles are on. Others don't compare it to yontif. Others compare it to Chol HaMoed, that whatever is permissible on Chol HaMoed, which is actually obviously more lenient than yontif itself, may be done while the Hanukkah candles are on. It's difficult to treat the time, they say, that Hanukkah candles are on more stringently than to treat Chol HaMoed. This is the Rabbanon, that's a deraisa, it's not even the Rabbanon. As we've been saying this year, it's only a minig. However, I did see that the Shailos HaTshuvos Rivvos Ephraim quotes Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, the Rav of Yerushalayim, who said that the minig in Yerushalayim was that they shouldn't do any melacha. And again, this difference of opinion of what melacha a woman may or may not do while the Hanukkah candles are on all emanate from what we've been discussing, what is the reason women don't do melacha. If we say it's because it's their yontif, so we compare it to yontif. Maybe we compare it to yontif when we compare it to Chol HaMoed, but if it's based on it being a yontif. If we say the concern is also l'shtamish l'oiroi, that they may come to use that candlelight, so then obviously you're not allowed to do anything as the Gemara has been teaching us in front of the Hanukkah candles, and therefore the isser of doing melacha during that time would be much more stringent. As we conclude this year, it's interesting to point out that the Ben Ish Chai says that there was a minig that if women had different problems in life, the minig was that they would not do melacha on the first day and the last day of Hanukkah, and that would help them have a Yeshua from whatever issue they were confronting. Obviously, this is a very serious minig, and we should taka bizoicha to Yeshua's.